Alright, welcome to another edition of Gamers with Coffee. This will know people is just going to be touching on painting because everybody loves miniatures. Everybody loves the paint. Well, not everybody loves the paint. Let's put it that way. But painting your miniatures does make it more fun. So this time we have painter expert Ashley, otherwise known as the wife. But she believes she's an expert, so we're going to go with that.
Oh, I've never said I was the expert.
All right. But anyway, she enjoys painting, so I don't know. We were just going to sit here and chit-chat about painting. Good thing is, a lot of the books that you buy, if you get the miniatures, most of them have a painting guide. Currently, right now, what are you working on there, Ash? You're working on some Warhammer
Warhammer, figures. One of the Chaos Demon sets.
Yeah. And so that's some kind of funky purple and gray and...
Purple, gray, black, kind of a pinkish color.
Different color. So, yeah, and that's just this particular one here. So, generally, since I had Space Marines there, I just looked in the book and looked at the pictures and then painted them accordingly. Now,
at least you had a guide.
Yeah. And so that's the one thing, too, I wanted to point out to you guys is one of these books I picked up the year before is called The Colors of War, an essential guide to painting the Flames of War miniatures by Battlefront. Now, this is a hardcover book. Absolutely excellent on the production value. I mean, the book is nice. The pictures are phenomenal. The detail is great. So what this does is it goes into step-by-step detail of how to get the most out of your figures. And what I've learned in this book can be applied to literally any other figure. Same thing with the Warhammer miniatures. They have a basic Citadel Paints puts out like a step-by-step kind of guide too. So yeah, sometimes when you're painting, accident happens.
I just broke the head off. Aww.
The head just popped off. See, now it needs to be re-glued. So yeah, it's best to take your time and paint. So predominantly what we've done is we've had to learn from scratch. So we watched some videos and figured out what paintbrushes work best for us. And here's the thing. You just take your time. It isn't about how fast you can get any of these done because, you know, that's not going to work. Do you have anything to say over there? Or am I doing all the talking? Or?
I'm talking.
Okay.
So, it's just I can't believe I busted her head off.
Yeah, so the head fell off the figure. That does happen too sometimes.
Yes, that it does. Quite a bit, actually.
But, so what we've done in our house is just kind of make a little area. We just have a little crafts table that we use and set up to paint with and stuff. And honestly, we don't have super expensive brushes or anything. We don't have, we can't afford it, to be honest with you, but... talking about brushes and paint sets, where is that kit I bought you not too long ago?
Bone setups?
Yeah, so what's it say on the box there?
Which one, the core set or the layered set?
Well, either way, I mean, there's two sets. One is a... Oh, hold on a second here. What is that?
That's the layered.
Well, okay, so where's the other one then? Because right, that's here. You don't do layers until you've done a base set. So... I picked her up it's called Learn to Paint Core Set by Reaper Bones Miniatures. So they run about $30, but it's kind of cool. It comes in a really hard plastic case that unlocks. It opens up. It has room for
32, I think.
Yeah, and it comes,
with 12 paints.
11, it says.
Oh, okay.
It comes with 11 paints, 3 miniatures, 3 paintbrushes. In an instruction booklet. So if you're not sure how to paint, this would pretty much, not only does it give you good quality paints, it also gives you figures to paint with. Now, everybody out there, I've watched a lot of videos. In the hobby world, there's a couple different types. There are purists, and there are those who are just in the hobby that aren't at a quote, purist level. And there's nothing wrong with being a purist, by the way. It's not that at all. But most of us are not able to get to a perfectionist type of level, so we do the best that we can. And in this case, I would suggest get yourself a little paint kit.
I would actually recommend getting them. Yeah, it's a little pricey to begin with, but it will actually teach you quite a bit.
That's where I disagree with you. $30 is not pricey, really. I mean, we're broke, and so you can $30 is pretty cheap. Now, there are kits. I wouldn't go spend $200 or $300 on paints at all, but not to begin with. But this is a core skills paint, so it teaches you base coating, how to wash, use washes, and how to dry brushing. So those are essentials.
That it is.
That you would need. Anyways, once you start painting, I mean, look at it this way. You can't really make a mistake. You just paint over it. Worst comes to worst, you can... You know,
then it doesn't really matter. If you're happy with your paint job, it doesn't matter what anyone else says.
Yeah. And that's the neat thing with most of the games. Some of them, you can paint them pretty much whatever color you want. And so on. So, but the reason we want to talk about the painting aspect of it is it's just fun. I mean, it's relaxing. There's a lot of stress in the world, like I've mentioned before.
And yeah. It will take up time. I've painted numerous ones, and I didn't realize it's 5-6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, when you I also finish. Get off of work late, so this particular podcast, I think, is what we're doing at about almost 1 a.m. So, our time, anyways. And I have to work in the morning, but sometimes at night, it's fun to just...
I got the next 3 days off. Yay!
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe you can get some painting in.
Yeah, if I don't keep breaking the heads off.
Well, we're trying to do a podcast and you're painting. But anyways, it's a podcast on painting, I guess, so why not? So that probably something else to pass along on painting is make sure you shake the paints up really well.
Yes. And depending on the actual brand you get is if you need to shake them actually extremely well. You get the... A Reaper set, you will have to shake them for a good probably 2 or 3 minutes to get the paint because they are a very thin water base.
Okay, so if it's a thin base paint, you shouldn't have to shake it too terribly long. Not like a thick paint, but well, they're all water based, really. The miniatures, most of them are. I mean, you can use like testers or enamel base, but I wouldn't put that on them all. They're like more permanent kind of paints. So a kit's a good place to start. I mean, you don't have to buy that kit to pick up any kit. That just happened to be one that it guides you through the basis, and it gives you 3 things to practice on. And if you mess them up or make a mistake, you simply repaint them.
Yep.
And so when you're done, they come out really nice, and it gives you the fundamentals. The next kit that she had picked up or I got for her was a layering up, so it shows you how to blend, glaze, and line miniatures. That's going to bring out all sorts of details on them. So, anyways, you're just having a hard time with that.
Yes, I am. I keep dropping the head off her. Right.
So, she's trying to glue this while doing it, this podcast, so that's kind of funny. Anything else you wanted to add? I mean, we're going to put some videos up here. I know the YouTube channel has been slacking. Mr. Clint has been sick the last 4 days, so we've had to postpone our commute thing. Try to see if we can get one in here tomorrow for work, if possible, because those are just kind of fun to do. But anyways, you guys, again, if you have any comments or questions, you can ask if you have any ideas. You can sure post them. And spread the word is all we ask. Just let people know. We'd like to grow this into a pretty large community if possible. The more people in, the more fun. And it's kind of nice to know people listen, too. So.
Yeah, wish me luck on getting the head back on.
So she's going to try to glue her figure back together. And again, with the paints, it's just trial and error. Don't hold yourself to some high mark. When you're just first starting, and I guess that's about it for this little podcast. Until the next time, have fun, drink coffee, play games.
And enjoy just doing what you enjoy.
Yeah, if you paint them, honestly, the game becomes more yours. You enjoy putting the little figures out where you're playing them. It's kind of hard, you know, like we talked about before, video games, all video game, all. I'll take friend requests and I'll sit there and we'll game if you'd like. But if I try to paint on the video games, then I can't see the TV, just gets messed up. And then it tends to ruin the screen because trying to get the paint off is kind of bad. So it doesn't work. Although creative games would be what I would suggest with that. So anyways, there's all sorts of paints. Everybody has their own. Talk to people who are diehard Vallejo paints, diehard Citadel, you know, diehard Army painter. These are all good paints, really. The Bones paints, they all have their own uses and their own ways. And honestly, we've painted with all of them, and they all have their little
quirks, ups and downs.
Yes. So it's just a matter of what you personally like to paint with. We're not at the airbrushing level yet. This is just because we probably don't have enough at this point to have to worry about an airbrush.
Like to learn how.
I think it would be fun. I've done a lot of house painting in my life with big sprayers, so this would just be extremely miniaturized and probably far more difficult than I think, to be honest with you. I don't know. But the only way to learn is to try, so I guess that's it. She's trying to get this glue. It's too bad you guys couldn't see us. It's kind of funny staring at it very intently.
About ready to set this one on fire.
Well, now then, what's the point of that? This is not one of
Keegan's
macarons. You can't burn them.
Yeah. What I'll have to do is probably file it out a little bit just to be able to get some fresh glue on it.
You might need a fresh bottle. And that's the thing, too. I know we keep saying we're going to go, but here's the other thing I just thought of. Some models, and I'm just going to use mine as an example. The Space Marines for Kill Team or for Warhammer, they have a bunch of ornaments on their chest plate, the armor. You can't paint that if you glue the arms on and glue the weapons in front of it. It makes it almost impossible to reach behind them and paint it. So before you put a model completely together, the glued areas that you know you're going to glue, I wouldn't paint, because otherwise you're just trying to adhere glue to paint, which you can sand off or whatever, but I think personally, I like to paint the pieces before I'm done. That way I can pick out any little mistakes I made.
But the problem with doing that is more on, depending on the paint you use, if you glue them, the glue will eat the paint.
That's why I just said I would not use the glue on the painted areas. You'd have to sand it off or clean it off or file it off. And so I would, that's what I do. I just paint the pieces there before I completely assemble the figure, except for the areas I'm going to glue. But anyways, that's just a suggestion. So the purpose of this was to let you know, yeah, we do painting, and we encourage you to go out there and try. I mean, just try painting. It's relaxing and fun, except for, again, she's trying desperately to fix the head to this miniature, and it keeps falling off.
I will fix it.
And you're using Zap-A-Gap too, aren't you?
Yes.
That might be an older bottle. So good glue, by the way, is imperative to hold your models together. And one more thing I'll talk about next time is the basing. On the models, it's more fun to put a base texture down and base them out. So there's a few other things we'll get into about that on the next one. For this one, it's really late in the morning. I hope you guys enjoy these. And join our Facebook group. On the front here, we got links to that. You can join the YouTube channel. Please sign up. I know we talked last week about the videos coming, and Clint's been sick. So we're going to go ahead and get something up anyway, so. Well, I guess, well then, any last words?
Nope, we're good.
Are you sure? Because you're the painting expert.
I'm not the painting expert.
Okay, well, I thought I would give her the chance. All right, until next time, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Have a good morning.
Yeah, or a good day.